Good morning.
早安，弟兄姐妹。
Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
If you don't have one of these colorful cards and a rock, if you can just raise your hand, and the ushers will come and provide you one. Also, you might need something to write with. So if you don't have a pen or pencil, raise your hand. We'll come by and.
如果还没拿到那个石头跟纸的话，我们的师师可以来给你。你要一个笔来写写下东西。
Today we gather to celebrate the joy and wonder of Christmas.
今天我们聚集一起庆祝我们圣诞的快乐和奇迹的时候。
And we're going to talk about an Ebenezer moment.
我们来谈论以便以谢的时刻。
Now you might have heard the word Ebenezer.
你们可能听过这个字以便以谢。
Where have you heard the word Ebenezer?
你从哪里听到这个字呢?
Maybe it's from Ebenezer Scrooge from a Christmas Carol.
可能从这个圣诞颂歌Christmas Carol 里面的以便以谢史故基这个角色。
That's not it.
Oh.
But no, you're right.
Yeah.
That's not what we're going to talk about
today. 这不是那个以便以谢。
But this morning we're going to turn our attention to the biblical Ebenezer.
那么今天早上我们会谈论，我们转向的我们圣经中的以便以谢。
A symbol of God's faithfulness.
一个很象征神的信实。
Just as the birth of Christ in Bethlehem stands as a testament to God's love and His presence among us.
正如基督在伯利恒的诞生，证明神的爱和他的与我们同在一起。
The Ebenezer moment reminds us of His ongoing work in our lives.Which is a marker of His grace and provision through our lives.
以便以谢提醒我们在我们生活中，他的即使在进行的工作，是我们在每个季节的恩典和供应的一个记号。
I think you will all agree that we all have moments in our lives that were significant transition moments.
你们都会同意，我们在我们生命当中有一个转折的时候，是我们的以便以谢时候。
Those transition moments mark.God's faithfulness.
那些时刻是证明神进入我们心中在工作。
Those very moments when we realize we did not make it on our own.
那些时刻代表我们自己是不能行的事情。
When God stepped in and carried us through it.
当神进入我们心中带领我们走过。
Or provided a way where there was no way.
给我们一条新的路，我们没有路的时候。
Those are our Ebenezer moments.
那些是我们的以便以谢时刻。
The word Ebenezer means the stone of help.
以便以谢这个字呢，是代表是帮助之石。
And it comes from the story of Samuel and the Israelites in the passage that we read today in 1 Samuel chapter 7.
它是来自撒母耳记上第七章，撒母耳跟以色列人的故事。
The story is a reminder that God's faithfulness and work in our lives is worth remembering.
这故事提醒我们，神是信实的，在我们心中，在我们工作的，值得我们纪念的。
As we study this passage this morning,
当我们今天研读这段经文的时候
，I'm going to ask that each and every one of us reflect on our own life.
我想鼓励你们每一个人审视你们心中的生活。
Where has God intervened in your life in time of need?
神是什么时候进入你们心中？在掌管你们生活的。
How can you make those moments as a reminder of His goodness and His faithfulness?
你如果提醒你自己那些时刻是提醒你自己神在你们心中生活的时候呢
？And how can those moments be a marker to inspire others to trust God?
这些时刻，这些标记，怎么样激励、鼓励你，也鼓励他人去相信神呢
？I hope by the end of this message that you will find.The moment, those specific moments, and mark your own Ebenezer moment and celebrate God's faithfulness in your life.
我希望你们是准备好纪念你们自己的以便以谢时刻，庆祝神对你们生命的信实。
We already read the passage earlier today, but I'm going to focus on verse 12.
我们现在已经读过这个段经文，但是我不是专注在这个十二节这边。
I think it's the next slide.
是下一章。
I'm going to focus on verse 12 when he says, Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shin, and he named it Ebenezer, saying, thus far, the Lord has helped us.
撒母耳搬来了一块石头，把它蓄立在米斯巴和山之间，给这个石头起名叫以便以谢，说直到现在，耶和华都帮助我们。
I'm going to begin by giving you a little bit of a background story on 1 Samuel chapter 7.
我给大家一个那个背景，是关于撒母耳记第七章的背景。
The word Ebenezer actually first appear in the Bible in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1.
以便以谢这个字呢，是首先在圣经撒母耳记上第四章第一节出现。
In this initial mention, Ebenezer was not a physical stone, but rather a place.
但是第一次提到的时候，以便以谢不是一个石头，而是一个地方。
The verse states, "Now the Israelites went out to fight against the Philistines. The Israelites camped at Ebenezer, and the Philistine at Aphek."
以色列人出去与非利士人交战，以色列人在以便以谢扎营，非利士人在亚弗扎营。
At this time, fast forward to 1 Samuel chapter 7, the Israelites were engaged in a battle with the Philistines.
我们跳到很快跳到撒母耳记上的第七章，以色列人正在与非利士人交战。
The Israelites were facing defeat.
他们遭受了一个毁灭性的失败。
So out of desperation, the Israelites decided to bring out the Ark of the Covenant from Shiloh.
以色列人决定把那个约柜带出来。
They believe that bringing out the Ark of the Covenant will guarantee victory.
他们相信会把这个信物会保证他们的胜利。
Now the Ark of the Covenant is the most revered and sacred artifact of Israel.
这约柜是以色列最受尊敬的一个神圣的这个文物。
A gold-covered remnant of the Ten Commandments and other symbols of God's covenant with Israel.
一个镀金的木箱，里面装着十诫和神与以色列立的约，是它的象征。
However, instead of winning the battle, they suffered a massive defeat.
但是他们没有赢到这个征战，而是遭受了一场惨败。
Which including the Ark of the Covenant being captured by the Philistines.
当中有那个约柜也被非利士。
Now this tragic event marked a very low point in Israel's spiritual and national.
这在以色列属灵和国家的历史。
Their misplaced faith in the physical ark, rather than the living God Himself.
他解释了这个是物质的一个错误的信仰，而不是永生的神的这个信仰。
And this event set the stage later for repentance and renewal.
就是后来是在撒母耳记的领导下。把他们进行悔改，跟他们定下了基础。
Where the word Ebenezer takes on a redemptive meaning rather than a place of defeat.
这个字以便以谢是后来的意思，是有具有是救赎的意思，而不是失败的地方。
An Ebenezer stone in 1 Samuel 7, it is a memorial that was set up to signify God's divine help and intervention.
以便以谢这个字啊，撒母耳记七章当中呢，是神的帮助和他的干预。
The word Ebenezer comes from the Hebrew word Eben, which means stone, and Ezer means help.
以便以谢这个字呢，是分开两边，是 Eben 是石头 ，Ezer 是帮助的意思。
Which means the stone of help.
意思是帮助之石。
Again, it is a marker.A marker that serves as a tangible reminder of God's faithfulness in the past and encouraging His people to trust Him in the future.
它是个标记，有形的一个提醒我们是过去的神的信实，鼓励他的子民在未来也是信靠他。
Now, to understand the significance of the Ebenezer stone, we need to understand first the background that took place in 1 Samuel chapter 7.
要了解以便以谢这石头的意思，我们首先要了解撒母耳记七章这故事的背景。
At this point, the Israelites were in a cycle of defeat and despair.
以色列人在处于失败和绝望的当中。
You see, for over 20 years, they have been under the oppressive rule of the Philistines.
20多年来，他们一直处在非利士人的压迫之下。
At this point, the The Israelites has turned away from God and started worshiping idols and betraying their covenant with God.
以色列背叛离弃的他们的神，开始崇拜偶像，背叛了他们的与神的约。
Their disobedience and idolatry has led to their suffering year after year and separated from God's blessings.
他们的叛逆和偶像崇拜导致他们年复一年的受苦，与神的祝福分离。
But then something miraculous happened.
但是事情发生了变化。
It was under Samuel's leadership.
在撒母耳的带领之下。
A spiritual awakening began to take place among the Israelites.
以色列人开始发生属灵的觉醒。
Samuel, as a spiritual leader, called the people to turn from their wicked ways.
撒母耳作为咱们精神的领袖，呼吁人们离开他们的恶行。
He called them to turn from their wicked ways and return to the Lord.
能归向他们的耶和华。
Samuel confronted the idolatry and challenged them to get rid of the idols and call the people to repentance and to worship the one true God.
撒母耳正面的跟他们说，他们崇拜偶像，挑战他们脱离偶像，呼吁人们悔改，而并且敬拜真的神。
Samuel guided the people to Mizpah, a place of assembly and a place of prayer.
撒母耳领导人来到米斯巴，一个聚集和祈祷的地方。
Where the people gather, the Israelites gather, and they fasted and they confessed their sins and redirected themselves to worship and serving the Lord alone.
他们在那边禁食，承认他们的罪行、罪性，然后他们重新在敬拜和单独侍奉主。
This gathering, this time of repentance, this time of turning away from their idols and worshiping the true God was an Ebenezer moment.
这个时候呢，是一个以便以谢的一个时刻。
An Ebenezer moment, a turning point, a moment of surrender before God.
是个转捩点，是一个在神面前的降服的时刻。
It was here, right? It was here in their brokenness that the Israelites acknowledged their dependence on God's mercy and power.
就在这里，以色列人在他们的破碎当中承认他们的依赖神的那个怜悯和能力。
And their act of repentance by turning back to God set the stage for divine intervention and a new chapter in their history.
他们的悔改行为转向归向神，为神的干预让他们历史的新篇定了新的基础。
As we read in 1 Samuel chapter 7, as they pray and repentance,
他们来到他们祷告跟悔改的时候，
the Philistines sought an opportunity to attack the Israelites.
以色列人看到攻击以色列，腓力斯人看到攻击以色列人的机会。
But God intervened in a miraculous way.
但神的奇迹介入他们。
The Bible says that the Lord thundered from the sky with a loud thunder against the Philistines.
圣经说耶和华从天上大雷霆攻击腓力斯人，
throwing them into confusion and enabling the Israelites to achieve a great victory.
使他们陷入混乱，以色列人获得伟大的胜利。
This victory was not because Israel's power, but because God's divine intervention in their lives.
这胜利不是因为以色列的能力，是因为神的干预。
Now, what is the significance of the stone?
这个石头的一个代表是什么呢？
After the miraculous victory, Samuel set up a stone of remembrance and named it Ebenezer.
这次奇迹的胜利之后，撒母耳设了一个纪念碑，
which again means the stone of
名称为以便以谢，暂时表示帮助之时。
He declared, "Thus far, the Lord has helped us."
他宣告说，到目前为止，主已经帮助了我们。
The stone was not just a pile of rocks; it was a monument, a marker of gratitude, and a reminder of God's faithfulness.
这石头不仅仅是一堆石头，它是一座纪念碑，是感谢的一个标志，也是神对神的信实的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, in each and every one of our lives, there are pivotal moments that we can clearly see the hand of God guiding us through challenging times.
弟兄姐妹，在我们每个人在生活当中，我们有关键的时刻，我们会看见清楚神是怎么样去用他的手去带领我们。
These moments serve as markers of his faithfulness, reminding us that we are never alone in our darkest hours.
就是史克尔是他信实的标志，提醒我们，即使在黑暗当中，他也是不离弃我们。
Perhaps it was a time of financial uncertainty.
可能是一个财务不好的时候。
And God provided a way that you couldn't have imagined.
神就可能无法提供你要的东西。
That He provided through a job, through a resources arriving just when you needed the most.
可能通过需要你去到一份工作，一个需要有一些东西你是最需要的。
Or maybe it was during a season of heartbreak or loss.
或许你是在这个心碎和失落的时候。
That during those times, the overwhelming peace of God comforted you in your grief, to helping you move forward.
是那个时候，是神是道耶性的，是平安来到你心中去安慰你们，帮助你们向前。
Think back of those moments of healing, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, when God brought restoration and help.
回想一下你以前有病医治的时候，你身体上或者情感上的需要医治的时候，你需要帮助的时候。
Maybe it was during a time of uncertainty, which you wasn't sure which way to go.
可能你是到了一个不决定的一个时期，一个路分岔路。
And God's guidance became evident through closed doors.
神可能是很明确的，关了一道门，让你走另外一条路。
Divine encounters.
很神圣的一个联合。
Or sudden clarity that led you to where you are today.
可能是神带到你今天要来的地方。
After losing my mother and my father-in-law during COVID in the season 2020 and 2021.
在2020跟2021年COVID 的时候，我失去我的母亲和我的岳父。
In early 2022, Joanne and I began to talk about the possibility of moving back to Southern California to be close to our families.
2022年初 ，Joanne 跟我讨论，我们应该回去搬回去南加州。
There were many complications that stood in the way, however.
但是很多有复杂的情况在我们阻挡我们前面的道路。
One of those was Joanna able to find a teaching job in Southern California.
第一个是否 Joanna 会在南加州找到一份合适的教书工作呢？
She needed a teaching job in culinary arts. That's what she teaches.
她需要一份是教导还是有那个关于烹饪的工作。
Which was there are very few of those openings.
这工作是很少有空缺的。
But we, not only did she needed a job in culinary arts, we also needed to be in Orange County.
不仅是这个问题，我们也要回到城县这个地方。
That way we could be close to her mom.
所以我们可以跟我们的母亲很比较接近一点。
As we began to pray to open doors for opportunity for her.
当我们开始为这个来祷告的时候，神为她开门的时候。
It was during that time of discernment we saw, and Joanna saw an opportunity, a perfect teaching opportunity right here in Aliso Viejo Middle School, which was about 10 minutes from Joanna's mom.
Joanna 看到有一天看到在 Aliso Viejo 这个地方有一个很完美、很不错的一个工作。
Joanna was so excited, and she applied for the position, but for a couple of months.We did not hear anything back.
Joanna 很勤奋地申请了，但是过了好几个月，她没有听到任何消息。
At that time, there were no other openings in culinary arts anywhere in Southern California.
同时也没有什么其他的教学烹饪的教学的工作。
We began to wonder, is it in God's will for us to move?
我们开始怀疑搬回南加州是不是神的旨意呢？
Are we meant to stay in the Bay Area a little longer?
我们是否应该留在湾区多一点时候呢？
Does God have other plans for us?
还是说神有对我们有其他的计划呢？
As the school year was coming towards an end, a decision had to be made.
学龄快将要结束了，我们要做个决定。
By faith, Joanna actually resigned from her position up in the Bay Area.
Joanna 她跟她的现在学校去辞退了。
Joanna decided to give it one more try and send an email to the principal.Of Aliso Viejo Middle School, just to inquire to see if the position was still available.
姚军再多试一次，向那个校长发出一个电子邮件。
To be honest, we didn't have a lot of hope since so much time has gone by.
老实说，我们对这个是没有很多的这个期望。
I remember Joanna sent the email in the middle of the week, and immediately she received a reply from an enthusiastic reply from the principal.
我记得是 Joanna 发那个 email 之后呢，很快我们就收到一个回信。
Informing her that the position was still open and they would like to speak with her.
告诉她这个还是有空缺，她很想跟我们谈谈。
A few days later, Joanna interviewed over Zoom.
几天后呢 ，Joanna 在 Zoom 上面有那个面谈。
And by the end of the week, she had a job offer.
到在那个周最后一天的时候呢，她已经拿到这个工作了。
That set the course for our move.Back to Southern California.
这个为我们设定了我们要搬回去南加州的方向。
For us as a family, that was an Ebenezer moment for us.
对我们来说，这个是一个以变以谢的时刻。
God intervened when a door seemed to be closed.
神会当一个门关上的时候进入你的心。
A confirmation of God's plan for us.
证实了神对我们身上的计划。
Joanna is now in her third year at Aliso Viejo Middle School and is very happy and is grateful every day to go to work and is making a tremendous impact at the school.
Joanna 今年是在那个 Aliso Viejo 的学校是第三年的工作，她每天都很快乐，很感恩。
By the way, Joanna 3 weeks ago was just named Teacher of the Year, so congratulations.
上个礼拜前 ，Joanna 是被命为是年度最佳老师。
Brothers and sisters, these are not just random events. These are Ebenezer moments, spiritual Ebenezers.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是一些随机的一些事情，这是属灵的以变以谢时刻。
Markers of God's unchanging faithfulness and presence in our lives.
通过神的信实和他的提醒，是带领我们的一个新的一个时刻。
We all have these moments.
我们每个人都有这种时刻。
And by remembering these moments, we are reminded that the same God who carried us through the valleys in the past will sustain us in the challenges today and the uncertainties of tomorrow.
通过这些时刻呢，我们被提醒到，我们是相信同一位神，在今天我们挑战的时候，他带领我们走过每个十因因果。
These markers are a reminder of the one who is always faithful.
就是标记提醒我们，永远的神是永远的信实。
There are 3 points I'd like to make about the significance of the stones. First, is a stone is a symbol of God's faithfulness.
我想再谈一谈这石头的三个重点。首先是这个石头是神的信实的象征。
The Ebenezer stone reminds Israel of God's intervention in their darkest hours.
以便是这个石头提醒以色列人，他在最黑暗的时候，神干预了他们。
It testified to the fact that their victory wasn't by their strength, but by God's power.
证明一个事实是，他们的胜利不只是靠他们的力量，而是神的大能。
Brother and sister, can you think of Ebenezer moments in your life, times when God stepped in and opened a door, healed, provided, or made a way when there was no way?
弟兄姐妹，你们可以想象你们生命中的以便一刻时刻吗？是神把一道门关上，是你们没有门要路要走的时候，神会开了一道门给你。
I like to tell a story. I don't think I've ever told it before.
我是想个故事是没有讲过的。
Many of you know my parents. They have been members here at this church for many, many years.
很多人都认识我的父母，他们都在这个教会花很多时间。
We immigrated here to the United States in 1978.
我们1978年移民到美国。
My father took all of his money and with encouragement of a friend and invested all in a food manufacturing business.
我的父亲呢，通过一个朋友的介绍了，把他的全部资产投资在一个食物的制造工厂。
A few years later,
很多年后
his friend robbed of all the money that they had in the business and left the country.
他的朋友呢，带领他偷走他们投资的钱，就离开了这个国家。
My father was left with lots of debt, ended up filing for bankruptcy, had a disastrous financial impact on our lives.
我的父亲申请破产他有很多债要付，影响我们的生活，我们全家的生活。
couple years later, my parents, out of just necessity, opened a Chinese restaurant.
几年后，因为需要，我们的父亲，我们家里开了一个中国餐馆。
My father, my mother, my 90-year-old grandmother, and myself, we were in that restaurant.
我的父母跟我九十多岁的外婆跟我自己都在帮忙。
My parents worked from 10 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, 6 days a week.
我的父母亲从早上十点到晚上十点做工作。
They were not very successful.
他们不是很成功。
Barely made enough to get by.
刚好是有足够。
I remember one night, I was in high school, one night, late night, I overheard my parents' conversation.
我记得我中学时候有一个晚上，我听到我父母在讲话。
That they were running out of money.
他们没有钱。
They didn't know where money was going to come from to pay the lease for the restaurant next month, or also even paying the mortgage for the house.
他们不知道钱从哪里来，他们没有钱去付房租，没有钱去生活，没有钱去买食物。
I heard them on their knees praying, and my dad said, "God, you led us into this wilderness. Do not forsake us or forget us."
我听见我父亲的祷告说，神啊，你带了我们在旷野当中，请不要离弃我们。
They were on their knees, my parents praying.
他们在跪下来祷告。
The very next day, I was working in the restaurant. I did everything, right? I was the busboy. I took orders. I cooked. I cleaned. I did everything. So it was late one night. I got a phone call.
第二天，我是一脚踢的人。我在餐厅管理打扫啊，端菜啊什么的。我收到一个电话。
Back then, the only way that we advertised was through the Chinese newspaper. So my dad had taken out an ad in the newspaper, and in it, it had his name.
我那个时候，我们的餐馆是通过那些中国报纸来宣传的。我看到我们的名字。
So I picked up the phone, and guy on the other end says, "I'm going to say this in Chinese."
Okay.
崇玉林在不在 ？That's my dad's name.
我收到电话，我拿起来，他就说。崇玉林在不在
？Yeah, is Marco there? 崇玉林 is he there? Right.、Yeah. So, I say yes.
我说是。
He says, "Is this the 崇玉林 who is from Keelung, 基隆?
这是不是金龙来的崇玉林
？I said, "Well, we're from Taipei, but yes, we did live in Keelung at some point."
我们是台北来，但是我好像记得我们是住过基隆。
Is this the 崇玉林 that sailed the boat across the Pacific Ocean in 1955? The captain.
这是不是渡过那个用船渡过那个太平洋的大西洋的崇玉林
？I said yes.
我说是。
He says I'll be right there.
我说我要马上过来。
I went and told my parents. I said I had the strangest call.
我跟我父母讲，我收到很怪的电话。
So I told them what happened. So we.Waited around for this guy to show up at the restaurant.
我告诉他，我收到这个电话，我们就等到他的过来。
When the man showed up, he saw my dad. He came and he got on his knees and he grabbed onto his knees and he cried.
这个人来到，看到父亲就一起拥抱，一起在哭。
My dad did not recognize this man.
我的父亲好像不认识这个人，不太认识这个人。
And he said to my dad, 崇大哥。
他跟我爸爸说，崇大哥。
Do you remember me?
你记不记得我
？So over 20 years ago, I had a gambling debt, and you gave me money, and you saved my life.
二十多年前，我一个赌债，你帮我还清了。
I have been looking for you to repay you for over 20 years.
我一直在寻找你要付这个债，找了二十多年。
My dad had no idea.
我父亲不记得。
Then he remembered.
不记得任何东西。
He handed my dad an envelope.
他给我交给我父亲一个信封
，and he left，
就走了。
When my dad opened the envelope，
当我父亲开了个信封之后
，the amount that he had given to my dad plus interest equated to the amount that he needed to pay for this month's lease and our mortgage。
那个金钱是我父亲需要的，加上利息的全部还有多。
That was an Ebenezer moment。
那个是以便一切时刻对我父母来讲
，and for my family，
对我们家庭来讲
，we all have those moments when doors seem to be closed. God intervened in His faithfulness and delivered.
我们每个人都有以便一切时刻，当神是关了的门，但是又重开了，是对我们的家庭来讲是一个以便一切时刻。
The second point is a stone is a call to remember.
第二点是这个石头是一个值得纪念的召呼唤。
The Ebenezer stone call Israel to remember.
以便以前这石头呢呼唤以色列人记住。
God knew that they will face future battles.
甚至他们就面临未来的战争。
And that this monument will remind them of his faithfulness, that he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
这个座右铭会提醒他们是行的信实是昨天、今天、明天都一样的。
Brothers and sisters, we too are called to remember.
弟兄姐妹，我们也被呼召去纪念。
Our problem is, how often do we forget what has done for us when we face difficulties in our lives?
问题是我们面临挑战的时候，我们有多少次忘记神为我们所做的一切呢？
In Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9, it says, Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments.
申命记第七章九节说，所以你要知道神耶和华你的神就是你的神，他是信实的神，像一千代爱他并遵守他诫命的人遵守他的爱之约。
This verse reminds us of God's unwavering faithfulness and calls us to remember his promises.
这经文提醒我们，因为神是坚定不移的信实，呼吁我们要记住他的承诺，尤其是面临挑战的时候。
It encourages us not to forget and trust in his covenant and to hold on to the truth that he is the keeper of his promise.
鼓励我们不要忘记神的约，要坚持他的应许和守着他的真理。
Our Ebenezer moment reminds us the same God that was there for us before will be there for us again.
我们的以便一些时刻提醒我们，以前帮助过我们的神，同一位神会再次帮助我们。
The third point is the stone is a testimony to others.
第三点是这石头是对他人的见证。
For the Israelites, a stone represents a visible testimony to future generations.
对以色列人来说，这个石头是代表了对后代的可见的一个见证。
When children ask, "What are those stones mean?"
当孩子问这个石头是什么意思呢？
The parents are able to talk about God's faithfulness and God's deliverance.
父母可以告诉他们的有关神的拯救。
In the same way, our testimony, both spoken and lived out, can inspire others to trust in God's faithfulness.
同样的，我们的见证，无论是口头说的或者是活出来的，都可以激励他们相信神的信实。
Real quickly, I'm going to talk about how to apply these Ebenezer moments in our lives.
很快，我讲一讲我们可以怎么样去应用这些以便以色列的时刻。
Number one is identify your Ebenezer moments.
第一个是决定你们以便以色列的时刻。
Take time to recognize, to reflect on your life, the moments where God has helped you.
花点时间去省思你们的生活，认识神的帮助的时候。
Write them down and celebrate them.
把他们写下来，庆祝他们。
When you write down these experiences, right, it reminds of God's faithfulness and it gives you hope for the future.
当你写下来之后，你们会增长我们的神的信仰，给神带来的希望。
Consider key moments in your life, breakthroughs in your career, restoration in relationships, healing from illness, provision in difficult times. Each of those incidences serves as powerful reminder of God's faithfulness.God is actively involved in our lives.
考虑你的关键的时刻，好像事业上的突破，人际关系的恢复，疾病的医治，困难的时候的供应，这些例子中每一个都有能力的提醒我们，神积极在我们生命里工作。
Number two, create your own Ebenezer stone.
第二是打造你们自己的以便以色列石头。
You don't need literal stones, but you can find meaningful ways to mark God's faithfulness in your life.
你不需要字面上的石头，你可以找到有意义的地方来标记你的石头。
It could be a journal entry or prayer of thanksgiving.
可以通过你的日记来答谢神。
It is a wonderful tradition to start in your family, especially during time of Christmas.
特别是在圣诞这个时候，是一个很好的时候开始做这个事情。
How about a jar of gratitude when you can put notes in?
好像一瓶有那个你写下来的一个感恩放在里面。
With the families gathered that you can reflect on God's blessing of this passage.
每次看到你就反映你你的家人的那个感恩时候。
Number three is trust God for the journey ahead.
第二算是为了未来的旅程来相信神。
When Samuel says, "Thus far, the Lord has helped us."
撒母耳说到目前为止，耶和华的帮助了我们。
He was not merely reflecting on the past; he was also declaring with confidence in God's future faithfulness.
他不仅是仅仅反思过去，然后是宣告神将来的信实有信心。
It is the idea that the same God who carried us through yesterday's trial will sustain us in tomorrow's uncertainties.
带领我们的同一位神，明天会在我会支持我们。无论我们在什么时候的挑战，他会都来帮助我们。
Brothers and sisters, whatever difficulties you face today,
弟兄姐妹，无论什么的坏的环境要挑战。
Lean on God's promises and don't give in to negative voices in your head.
要依靠神，不要听从那些背面的声音。
Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble."
诗篇中46:1说，神是我们的避难所和力量，是患难中的永远的帮助。
Trust that God will continue to be your help in every difficult situation.
相信神在任何情况之下会帮助你。
Number four is to share your Ebenezer story.
第四个是分享你的以便以谢时刻。
Sharing your testimony not only strengthens your own faith, but also serves as a message of hope for others.
分享你的见证不仅巩固你自己的信心，也会他人带来希望。
Recounting how God has been your help can inspire others to walk through their own struggles to trust in His faithfulness.
个人分享你的挣扎，可以激励他人，也是来信靠神。
I encourage every one of you to be very intentional about creating opportunity to share your story, whether in a small group with families and friends, or even for some of you on social media. Your words and experiences can be the encouragement, right, someone else needs to hold on and trust God in a time of need.
我特意来鼓励你们，创造机会与别人分享，好像你们小组当中与家人、朋友、同事。社交媒体上都可以分享，因为人也需要你的帮助。通过这份分享，你可以让他们知道神是信实的。
Last is connecting your Ebenezer moment to the Christmas celebrations.
最后点是将以便以谢与你的圣诞庆祝活动来联系起来。
Next week, as we enter into Christmas celebrations,
下一周我们进入圣诞的庆祝的时候。
We are reminded that the birth of Jesus, God's gift to humanity, it's the ultimate Ebenezer moment.
让我必提醒神，耶稣的诞生是神赐予人的一个礼物，是一个终极的以便以谢时刻。
It stands as a testimony to God's faithfulness, fulfilling His promise to send a Savior into the world.
他听见了神的信实，现实了他差遣救主来到世界上的一个应许。
The prophet Isaiah prophesies this in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
先知以赛亚在以赛亚书七章十四节也预言这一刻。
Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
所以耶和华要亲自给你个兆头，童女必怀孕生子，给他起名要叫以马内利。
The name Emmanuel means God with us.
以马内利这个字意思是神与我们同在。
That in Jesus, God chose to dwell among His people.
在耶稣里，神选择住在他的子民当中。
Bridging the divide caused by sin to reconcile humanity to Himself.
弥合罪造成的分裂使人类与他和好。
Through the birth of Jesus.
通过他的来临。
He gave us the gift of salvation and the promise of eternal hope to all mankind.
他将救恩的礼物和永恒的希望应许带给全人类。
That is a Christmas story.
这是一个圣诞的故事。
That is the ultimate Ebenezer moment.
这是一个自己的一个以便以谢时刻。
During this Christmas time, take time to set up an Ebenezer moment with your family.
这个圣诞节当中，花点时间与你们家人一起过这个有一个以便以谢的时刻。
Share testimonies, celebrate God's faithfulness over this past year.
分享对神在过去一年当中的信实和见证。
Just as the birth of Christ marks a turning point for the world.
好像神在我们当中出生一样。
Let this season be the time of gratitude and renewed faith in God's continued work in your life and your family.
让这个季节成为一个感恩的时刻，神在你们生活中的继续工作，重建你们的信心。
As we close today and we reflect on the concept of the Ebenezer Stone.
在我们的快结束的时候，我们回想我们的一遍一切时刻。
An Ebenezer Stone that marks God's faithfulness and help in our lives.
这个一遍一切时刻标志神在我们生活中的一些信实和帮助。
I'm going to invite you to take a moment for personal reflection as well.
我甚至邀请你们每一个人也是省思在你们生活当中。
Brothers and sisters, throughout your life, there have been times when God has stepped in, that God has guided you, provided for you, and sustained you in ways that left no doubt of His presence.
弟兄姐妹，在你们当中有时刻行事介入你们当中，去帮助你们，去引导你们，去走过难关吗？走过挑战吗？
Those were not accidents. Those were Ebenezer moments, markers of His faithfulness.
那些不是意外，那些是神特意的，在你们当中有这个一遍一切时刻。
Each of you were handed a card this morning.
每个人手中当中都有一张卡，一个石头。
We might not have time to do it now.
可能今天
I'm going to encourage you to think about five specific incidents where have you have experienced God's hand in your life.
可能现在没有时间一起做，但是我是鼓励你们在这个卡。卡上写五件事情是你是感应到神是给你一个一遍一切时刻。
These could be times when He answered a prayer.
可能是神回应你一个祷告。
Gave you strength in difficult situations.
神在一个事情当中给你能力。
Where God opened a door that you thought was closed.
神开了一扇你以为关上的门。
Or brought healing and peace.During a storm,
会在这个风波当中带去平安跟医治。
I encourage you to write those down.
我鼓励你们把它们写下来。
Let those be your personal stone of help.
让它这个变成你自卫的帮助之石。
Reminder of how God has carried you thus far.
提醒你神是怎么样带领你走过这些东西事情。
As you look back on these moments, let them inspire gratitude.For His faithfulness in the past and renewed confidence in the future.
当你们看这个事情之后，你回顾怎么样是帮助你们，去鼓励你们，去激励你，去看到的看他的信实。
But I encourage you to not just write it down.
我鼓励你不单只是写在当中。
Think of the people in your life, your friends, your children, your community.
也是想到你周遭的人，好像你兄弟姐妹，你家人，你的父母。
Who might one day look at your marker and ask, "What does this mean?"
可能有一天他会看到这是什么东西，这是什么意思
？You'll be able to tell them of God's faithfulness, inspire them to trust in Him.
你也可以激励他们去认识神，去鼓励他们来相信神的信实。
Just going to take 2 minutes. If you can, in a moment of quietness, you can just pray and think about this. If you want to jot it down here, you can jot it down, and I will close us in prayer.
我们用两分钟时间，把他们我们冥想、省思我们的生活，把这些事情写下来。我以后我结束祷告。用右手拿着那个石头吗
？Let me pray.
让我祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness.
主啊，我们感谢你的信实。
Thank you for every Ebenezer moment in our lives.
感谢你赐予我们每一个生命中的每一个以便以谢时刻。
Those times when you stepped in and made a way when there was no way.
你带领我们在那些没有办法的时候开辟一条新路。
Lord, we hold the stone in our hands as a reminder of your goodness and your faithfulness.
拿着这个石头，我们提醒我们你的良善信实。
As a church, we trust you for the journey ahead.
一个教会，我也是相信你，我们带领我们前面的道路。
We trust you for our lives, our families, and for this church.
我相信我是你们会带领我们的生活，我们的教会，我们的家庭。
May we be a living testimony of your faithfulness.
让我们成为你的一个生活的见证。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.